At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, it is Sharp Money. You made it. Sweet 16 coming up in just a bit. Michigan State, Kansas State, the first to tip. 3:30 my time, 6:30 your time on the East Coast, Madison Square Garden. We welcome you in. It's Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. As we set the docket for the day, Tim Brando is going to be joining. We got a big show. This is going to be a lot of fun today and tomorrow. Of course, Josh Applebaum's going to stop by. Hall of Famer from Behind the Book. We can go ahead and show it up there. Vinny Meliulo will stop by from the South Point. As we open it up, we'll get the Tri-Box going as we say hi to Amal Shaw. Amal Shaw made it to work. We did have a code red text message. He got caught behind an accident there in Vegas, but he is here, and everybody's happy. I see a big smile on the big guy's face that he sees them all.
Yeah, you know, I was getting all this stuff, like, ramped up in my brain about how I was going to crush him for being unprofessional and not showing up to his job on time, and then he made it by, like, 2 minutes. So I'm a little disappointed at the moment.
First of
good
all,
good to see you, Amal.
Great to be here. First of all, I leave at 11 o'clock. It's an 18-minute drive. I was stuck in a major accident, so that tells you some idea of how long it is. This guy's sitting here shaking his head. Don't worry about it, Sweetelson. I'm never late, so you want to challenge me on that? I'll take that all day.
If we're on Coughlin time, you're very late.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not worried about him because I don't have the benefit of Mike Carey not blowing the whistle on a play where he should have blown the whistle.
How does Dustin get here on time when he does his job and your job every morning? That is wild.
So, you know, speaking of doing jobs, here's my question, Patrick. Why would somebody actually work if they don't need to? I can't help it. It's like Goodwill Hunting. I can't help it if this is so easy for me.
But you didn't send any picks over today. You didn't
I don't
work.
Have any picks today. Somebody just asked me, do I have any picks? Listen, the goal is to win. I lost last night on Cincinnati because they couldn't score in the second half. But here's the thing. We're ready. We're unloading the clip tomorrow on that three-team money line parlay, Creighton, Alabama, and Houston. See you in the winner's circle.
Okay, let's set up the board. Boys, you got four, of course, Sweet 16 going today. I mentioned Michigan State, Kansas State. So, Amal, this number opened. Some shops open Kansas State 1. Some open Michigan State 1.5. You see it now. You're going to pay an Izzo tax. Yep. Here's what I want to do, like we did yesterday. A quick look at the numbers and the splits over at VSiN.com with the big guy. We'll come back to you as far as the movement. Dustin, where they bet Michigan State, Kansas State there at MSG?
All right, so there is a disparity here. Kansas State, 60% of the bets, but only 51% of the money. So on the other side, that is Michigan State taking 49% of the handle on just 40% of the bets.
I will tell you, Amal Shaw, I have a respected group of guys in Detroit that have been betting their whole entire lives. They do expect points here. Went over 137.5. I'm just putting it out there if you want to react to it.
I don't really have an overwhelming opinion on that, and I can see that later on. Fouls also included in that situation. I think you can definitely get there. But K-State's the kind of team, you're not sure what you're going to get out of them from a game scoring standpoint. You look at the matchup against Kentucky. It started out as a little bit lower scoring. Then all of a sudden, second half, it picks up the pace. That game ends up at 144 points, including an 89-point second half. So I think you have to take that into consideration when looking at it. Only 55 scored in the first half, Patrick, so you wouldn't expect it to have gotten to that number. But in terms of this matchup, this is going to be intriguing in terms of who can kind of dictate tempo. And normally, we're used to Michigan State being able to dominate the glass. Let's see if they can do that against a pretty decent-sized Kansas State front line. This should be a fun matchup. And then if Michigan State can stay out of foul trouble, they'll be in great shape here, I think. But I still think Kansas State can't be discounted. They've played so well, went through the rigors of the Big 12.
Tang has done a great job year one. Mm-hmm. Picked to finish dead last preseason, Shaw. In that conference, Marquise Knoll and Keontae Johnson are going to be the two best players. I know you like Tyson Walker, the two best players on the court tonight, the Wildcats. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit as far as a full cap on it. Let's keep going. FAU. Now, if you checked out the daily newsletter, a great one today with Bill AD and Adam Burke. I'll get to some of the stats. But if you checked it out, all of our experts, literally everybody on Florida Atlantic here, this number opened 5, 5.5, really hasn't budged. We're now seeing some fives pop up in the market, but mostly we're still showing 5.5. As a matter of fact, let me just correct, okay? We're starting to see all fives in the market, and I saw just now a shop in Jersey go to 4.5. So the owl love is real. Let me get the splits here, big guy.
Yeah, 60% of the bets on the Vols, but only 53% of the handle, which means on the other side, the Owls catching 47% of the handle on only 40% of the bets.
Literally, Amal, everybody on FAU here.
Well, you know what that means. Rocky Top, you'll always be home to me. No, I think this is the right play with FAU simply because, I know the singing's bad, Dustin. I just wanted to give you something else so you could take a shot.
You alluding to a potential bet on Rick Barnes in the Sweet 16 was more of why my eyes bulged out of my face.
Well, he's correct on that. I'm not betting on Barnes here. I'd be looking at Dusty May and FAU as well. I think Florida Atlantic, Patrick, is such an underappreciated team. 33-3. They've had a great season. They come in having won 9 in a row, win the regular season title in CUSA, and win the conference title. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily an SEC team, but the one thing that you have talked about for the last couple of weeks that's very important, when you look at this Tennessee team, without Zakai Ziegler in the lineup, it's had a huge impact at times offensively. They overcame Duke, but Duke got bogged down by Tennessee's defense. I think you're going to see a great defensive effort out of FAU, but I think they could be effective offensively. That's where one area you can't sleep on them. And to me, in tight games like this, when you get to that round of 16 and the round of 8, the points are at a premium, and I think in a matchup like this, I can see why people are taking the 5.5 for 5, and you alluded to it, a book in Jersey at 4.5.
I'll tease you. I want to take FAU. I want to bet the Owls. I just can't, and I'll tell you why I like Tennessee in the matchup coming up in just a little bit. And by the way, it's great to work with the big guy and Harry Styles because that was a tremendous singing voice from Amal Shaw.
How about this one? Good.
No, I didn't say you weren't good. I said you sounded great. Golden Pipes. Yeah, these matchups are freaking incredible today. Arkansas-Connecticut is going to be awesome.
Yep.
And so this open four-ish, it's down to 3.5. A little must-bust love. Of course, two straight Elite Eight appearances for Musselman there at Arkansas. 3.5, what's the market say, Dustin?
Oh, it says the Huskies are the team everyone's betting. 59% of the bets, but 73% of the handle going to UConn, and it's a game I'm split on because I have 50-1 on Arkansas and 35-1 on UConn to win the title.
Nick Smith, Anthony Black are top 10 picks in the forthcoming draft. They're that good. This team is loaded but erratic. Your take quickly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. The one concern with Black, he's a little bit banged up. He's questionable for this game, but I expect him to play. Played 37 minutes against KU. The size of the guards will be the key for Arkansas here. They've got to shoot the ball well.
Gonzaga, UCLA. You mentioned teams being banged up. We'll get your take on UCLA because they are. Right now, this number opened 1.5-ish. It's down to 1. I know Samich has a play on Gonzaga, even up on the money line. Let's get the market, and we'll get a quick take from them all.
Yeah, 54% of the bets on UCLA, but the Bruins are getting 61% of the handle. So on the flip, that means the Zags, 39% of the handle on 46% of the bets.
Can't wait for this one. Honestly, it's probably going to tip 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Stay up for it. It's going to be awesome. A contrast in styles here, Amal.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one either. You know, David Singleton's generally the best shooter on the floor in any game he plays. But in this game, you got guys like Bolton and Strother. They can both shoot the ball tremendously well from the perimeter. What I'm looking forward to is the matchup between Drew Timmy against Adem Bona. Timmy's got tons of experience, but Bona's athletic. He's long. He's tough defensively. Can he stay out of foul trouble? If he can do that, I think the Bruins have a great shot to win. If he doesn't, I don't think when you look at the Bruins' depth, even though they have guys they can get 15 fouls out of potentially at that post position, I don't think they'll be able to slow down Timmy. And then you've got to slow down the transition. This team can shoot the ball. Number one in field goal percentage in college hoops is Gonzaga. They have an opportunity to get out and run. Remember, last year they played at T-Mobile. UCLA lost that game by 20 points. Two different teams, but still just something to keep in the back of your mind.
Okay, fellas, and I think we have a graphic, just a short one as far as ATS and the totals since 16 as well. Through 52 NCAA tournament games, Amal and Dustin, the under is 35-17, so we're hitting a little over 67% to the under so far in the tournament. Last year, heading into the Sweet 16, the unders were 24-28, so just a 46% clip. Very interesting. You ask yourself, what's going on? This was a great write-up in the VSiN Daily. It's free. You go to VSiN.com, enter your email address. Gonzaga coach Mark Few blames the basketball used in the NCAA tournament for poor shooting percentages and lower scoring. He said the last thing we should be doing is playing with brand new slick basketballs. We need to have a ball inflated less, and we'd see better shooting and less fumbling with the ball. This is starting, the balls here at the tournament, Amal, starting to become a story.
Yeah, especially if they're slick. It's difficult to be able to grab and just kind of catch and release. So something to pay attention to, and could be favorable if you're looking at betting some of these unders here. So just something to pay attention to as we've got 15 games remaining in the tournament.
Okay, big guy, let's go ahead and throw it up. Apologize, having a problem with my earpiece here. So favorites so far hitting at a 51% clip ATS since 16. Favorites in the Sweet 16. Now, again, this is Sweet 16, 14-22-2, a 38.9% ATS clip. So, again, the dogs since 16. Samich sent this over. Great job, Mike. The dogs since 16 in the Sweet 16 have been cashing, and the unders, you take a look. I just told you we're north of 67% to the under in the tournament so far. Since 2016, them all, Sweet 16 games, unders 25-13, 65.8. We slow down, and it's very defensive-minded.
No question. You summarized it perfectly, Patrick, and I think that's what you're going to see out of some of these games. That's where I think the challenge is for the Bulldogs tonight against the Bruins. Half-court game favors UCLA. If it's a run, you get out and run, it's going to favor the Bulldogs. So we'll see what happens in that one. I'm looking forward to watching Arkansas, though, in the half-court, their offense against the UConn defense because of that size.
Well, they just can't. Arkansas can't shoot. You know what's interesting? Nick Smith didn't score the last time out and still won. That's what's so fascinating about this Arkansas team. Here's what we'll do. We've got guests second and third hour per usual. You take your pick. When we come back, we're going to start with the game Amal Shaw is most interested in today as far as the Sweet 16, because we're ready to go with every single one. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I'll be honest with you. I'll let you decide, but it's going to be the one at T-Mobile Arena, one of the two here. I love both these matchups.
All right, you got it. Just getting started. Here on Sharp Money, it's Josh Applebaum coming up in about 49 minutes. Tim Brando, he's got a lot to say, I assure you. Vinny Magliulo is going to, look at, he's laughing. I got Shaw to laugh. Oh, a.k.a. the Indian Harry Styles. We're going to break down the AL Central as well. We got the big guys top 10. We're flying. We're just getting started. It's Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, just a note, Thomas Gable checking in, just texted me, of course, runs the race and sports book over at the Borgata. He said FanDuel is now at 4.5 on Tennessee. The owl love is real. And so is the love for the VSiN Big Dance intro offer. It's $19. Picks from VSiN hosts, analysts, and guests. Exclusive betting splits, insights for every game of the tournament. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Remember, we've been talking a lot of baseball. Burke, Mackinnon, the crew did a great job with the baseball betting guide. That's also included in the $19. Get over there right now. It's vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. We got you back here. Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the sports betting network. I don't know. These 2 days, we love the original, the Thursday and Friday to start the tournament.
Yeah.
But when you can really focus and like on these four games today and the four games tomorrow, big time competition. You're always going to have some surprises. You take a look at Princeton, of course, FAU. These are my two favorites, Amal Shaw. I will say that.
I would agree with you. The other thing is you get these shorter lines, right? This is, majority of these games, we have some skewed lines tomorrow. I mean, you've got 7.5, 7.5, 9.5, and 4.5 with those games tomorrow. But you look at all these games today, everybody's less than a handful. And I think it comes down to who you like, pick the winner. Michigan State, Kansas State, perfect example. Highly unlikely that Sparty wins by 1 point. I mean, it's a possibility, but probably not going to happen. So if you like K-State, money line, you like Michigan State, lay the 1.5. And I think that's what intrigues me when you get to this round and to the Elite Eight. You've just got to basically pick the team you like to win the game.
Okay, we're going to get to Arkansas, Connecticut. You said I could pick. That's in Vegas, 7:15 on the East Coast. But quickly, I want to get the family plays in, and you can react to them as well. Thomas Gable, who runs the race and sportsbook, knows everything. College hoops, he's awesome. He does like the under Arkansas, Connecticut. The best number as far as that total you can find right now, 140.5. He's going to go under with those disparate styles there, Arkansas, UConn, them all.
Yeah, I would agree with him. If you're going to play this game, I'd play the under before I play the over, despite the fact that both teams can get out and run a little bit. I think we're going to see a much more bogged down offensive performance from both sides. Arkansas's length is going to cause some problems for Newton and for Hawkins and for Jackson on the perimeter. And then at the same time, Arkansas, their ability to get to the rim will be great, but can they finish? When you look at Sanogo and Klingon in there, if they can't do that, it's going to be really a challenge for them. This is going to be a fun, interesting contrast of styles. For my money, look, Izzo's phenomenal. We know what he's done in the tournament. But when I look at the top two coaches of the 16 remaining, it's for me, it's Musselman and Izzo. And then there's a separation between everybody else.
Yeah, don't disagree with you. Samich, family plays. Get your pen and paper out if you want them, because there's a bunch. Okay, he's going to go Kansas State money line. I took Kansas State plus 1.5. I'll get your reaction in a second. He's going to go Samich, first half under 63.5, Michigan State, Kansas State. That's the first one on the docket today, Madison Square. He's going to go Gonzaga money line. That's going to be interesting. I'm going to be on the opposite side with UCLA. Tomorrow, just to get you out in front, he likes Bama laying the 7.5, Samich. Texas laying the 4. Princeton Creighton under 139. I love that. Adam Burke did a great write-up on the three-point shooting and three-point rate, which points to a Princeton Creighton under. So those plays, again, Samich, Kansas State money line, first half under 63.5, Michigan State, Kansas State, Gonzaga money line. Any reaction there?
Look, I like K-State here. I haven't played this game, but I think they got a great shot to win the game. I think they're the better team, more tested. You mentioned the job Jerome Tang has done. Keontae Johnson, probably the best player on the floor. He wasn't that impactful against Kentucky, but I think in this game he could do very well. You don't have the same size. I mean, Michigan's got a little bit of size in the interior, but not the same as when you see a Toppin and you see Shibuya inside. I love his Texas play. I didn't play Texas because I've got Texas at 20-1 to win the national championship. And I think when you're in that low of a number, you could be in a situation if they don't cover, they're going to lose the game potentially. So I'm not going to just go and kind of double dip in that situation. But I think Texas is a great spot to bet. I think they're going to be able to win that game and cover. In terms of these other matchups, the UCLA-Gonzaga game, for me, if the Bruins were healthy, they'd be the pick to win the national championship. I'm a little bit concerned about David Singleton, his health. I know everybody's saying he's fine. I just don't know how you roll your ankle like that. As a guy who's broken his left ankle 3 times, Patrick, I was looking at that and go, this guy's in trouble here. There's just no way he's going to be able to roll out there and just go. And I want to see how he does, because he's a guy that I think the one criticism I have of Mick Cronin is he doesn't get Singleton enough shots. Singleton, to me, when he takes a shot, I'm like shocked that it misses. He's that good of a shooter. And then can they slow down Bolton and Strother on the perimeter? This is a good Zags team. I don't think they get enough credit. Tremendous performance in the second half against TCU.
Okay, just quickly, just to follow up, the family plays. Samich, I guess there are other sports happening today, correct? Yes. So 2 first period unders in the NHL. The Rangers under 1.5 even. Penguins under 1.5 plus 110. A ton of plays. So we just mentioned Gable likes Arkansas, Connecticut under 140.5. I think it's time we start getting into these games. So let's discuss that one first. This is a fascinating matchup. I mentioned Nick Smith, who missed out on 18-19 games this year, which we continue to say added to the erratic play of Arkansas, because he was the number one recruit coming out of high school, 6'5", a big guard, awesome, a freak. Anthony Black as well, a freshman. Those are 2 top 10 picks. Council's going to be picked as well. So again, it's a tremendously talented team, a thrilling upset over the top seed in Kansas and defending champs, looking for their 3rd straight Elite Eight appearance, that being Arkansas. Here's what's interesting about that Kansas upset. Arkansas shot 41% from the floor. Kansas shot 48%. Arkansas also trailed by 12 in the second half, but here's the difference. Arkansas was a beast on the boards, 34-27, 14 of those offensive, so second chance points with these freaks offensively and defensively for Arkansas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on the offensive glass, but I don't think that you can transfer the Kansas performance on the glass against Connecticut. I think it's just a completely different animal there. UConn is so much bigger. When you look at K.J. Adams inside, he's 6'7". You look at Arkansas's guards, Nick Smith goes about 6'5", 6'6". You look at Black, 6'6". Council 6'7". They are just monsters. And I think this is going to be the challenge for this team. Can they rebound defensively? I'm not as much concerned about the offensive glass, because I think UConn's going to control their defensive glass, but you cannot allow the Huskies second chance opportunities. We saw Jordan Hawkins play tremendously well. This is why he's one of the guys that's expected to go in the first round of next year's NBA draft. They've got shooters on this team. Everywhere you look, anybody can knock down jumpers from the perimeter. They're athletic. This is a fun team to watch. To me, this is almost like a Final Four matchup. If they had Trayvon Brazil, who tore his ACL back in December, the Razorbacks, this would be a Final Four game for me. I don't have a play one way or the other, but I think it's going to be a fantastic matchup. 2 things in this game. Whichever team can limit their turnovers, and then if you have the opportunity to get out and run, I think it's going to be crucial, because I think both teams defensively can lock you down if you get into a half-court set.
Well, that's the difference for me. I'll lay the 3.5 with the Huskies. Big guy, I'll come to you for the trends, but you just nailed it. This is an Arkansas team that is a terrible shooting team. Whether it's 2, 3, they can't shoot it.
Yep.
What they want to do is they want to attack the rim. They want to get out in transition and go, go, go. Well, UConn, the 35th best team in the country at defending in transition. So again, offensively, this is the difference as well. UConn just on another level. You know, they're one of four teams in the top 20 adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. So no goes on another level right now. They space you out. They got sharp shooters. You mentioned Hawkins. To me, those are the differences here. A different level offensively for the Huskies and their ability to defend Arkansas in transition. That's the difference. And they have the size to meet them at the rim because that's what Arkansas wants to do is attack the rim.
Hey, Patrick, you're absolutely right. One other thing I want to point out, Connecticut is top 10 in offensive rebounding. They're tremendous on the glass. And if you don't stop them, and especially the best time to take a three-point shot is off of an offensive rebound, you've got a scattered floor situation. If you don't get to these guys, this could be a long game. Look, I think there's a better chance Connecticut blows out Arkansas than the Razorbacks blowing out Connecticut. To me, I didn't play this game, but if I were to, I would look at taking UConn here. I just think they're a more complete basketball team. There's a reason why the Razorbacks are 22-13. Musbus gets his team ready in the tournament, but here's my question. You've got talent. We know Nick Smith was out for a ton of games, but they were inconsistent during the regular season at times.
Big guy, you got a trend you like in this matchup, Arkansas. It's an 8-4 matchup. Again, I just think the difference here is another level that UConn can get to offensively. What do you got as far as trends?
All right, a couple interesting ones here is that Arkansas 6-1 ATS, their last 7 neutral site games. And on the other side, UConn 18-6 ATS, last 24 NCAA tournament games. I know that's crossing over a few coaches there in a few different seasons. But the trends that stick out is both teams trend to the under. Arkansas unders 5-0 last 5 NCAA tournament games. For UConn, 4-1 to the under in neutral site games, 5-1 last 6 overall for the Huskies. So I'm not betting on a side in this game because I have future tickets on both of them. I may go for the first half under, hoping that maybe the new site, a little bit more pressure, we maybe get less scoring in the first half.
Okay, any take on his breakdown there? I'll give you the first half totals here. Arkansas, Connecticut, 64.5 as far as the total in the first half of them all.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach on the total on the in-game because I want to see how the Razorbacks fare pretty quickly. I want to see how things go, and we'll get an idea how well they're able to compete because, look, if they can't control the glass, Patrick, this game could get one-sided.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We got AL Central coming up. I want to close out Vegas first, though. So we'll come back. We'll talk Gonzaga, UCLA. We'll jump right into the baseball. And then we got Josh Applebaum talking college hoops at the top of the hour, Tim Brando, and Vinny Maliulo. So plenty to do. Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We got you back here. Of course, you can go to VSiN.com right now and check out the guides. $19. You get the power ratings, baseball rules, analysis on how to bet them, daily and future bets, and our brand new 2023 Major League Baseball betting guide. It's awesome. I told the guys they did a great job. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. It's a long haul. It's a slog through a baseball season, the dog days of summer. Let us help you out for $19. Why not? VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. We got you back here. Of course, the big guy. He's got his collar popping from the sweater, looking sharp today. I don't know if he's wearing it. And of course, Amal Shaw, I'm Patrick Maher. I don't know if you're wearing the sweater collar combo because you will head to T-Mobile this evening and go watch some Sweet 16 games, or is that a negative?
No,
it's not Sapphire Club. I get it.
No, it was a little chilly out today. I don't know about you, but it was a little cold, so I need the little sweater to cover up. And then I'm in the studio and see Amal complains about being cold every day. And he also says that he's underappreciated here, yet I feel the heat cranking right now. So it sounds like somebody's getting their wish.
No, because I just know the right people to talk to.
In what regard, if we're being honest, do you feel mostly underappreciated?
Well, there's the list. We only have 2.5 hours left. I don't know if I could get it all in, so I don't feel like we should.
Do you feel as though Dustin and I appreciate you?
Oh, immensely. Especially, okay. You know, I get an 8 o'clock wake-up call. It's like being in a hotel every night. I mean, it's amazing.
Now, when Dustin calls you with the wake-up call, is it mostly you talking at him, or are you guys actually conversing?
It's usually him kind of asking me some questions, me half asleep, just responding like, cool. And then all of a sudden, I remember the Lakers somehow shot 26 more free throws than the Suns. And I was like, oh, David Stern lives.
The world could be on fire. Here's how Amal Shaw answers the phone. Hello.
That's pretty,
that's big accurate. Guy, am I wrong? It's like how he starts his questions with guests. So let me ask you a question. Am I wrong that he starts very low?
I always think I woke him up, and then I just realized that's who he is. He's the guy who always, he's like Spicoli.
It's like he's trying to intimidate me or something. I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, Amal Shaw. Gonzaga, UCLA. Okay, so let's discuss. And you've done a good job of keeping up with the injuries here. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you the number. It's UCLA 1, a total of 145.5. We know what you have here. You have a Gonzaga team that led the country in scoring, led the country in offensive efficiency. Yes, it's the WCC. I understand. And UCLA, contrast in style, second in defensive efficiency. It's a great team. But UCLA, they'd be your pick, my pick, and everybody's pick if they were completely healthy yep. to win a national championship. You've done a great job stressing how important Jalen Clark is, the vet to this team. He's out with the ACL. Adem Bona, we don't know if he's completely healthy. And Singleton goes down against Northwestern. You talked about the ankle sprain. Like, is he going to be completely ready to go? Again, you love this UCLA team. And I give Cronin a coaching edge here over Few. I'll ask you the same. But if this team's completely healthy, we pick them. They're not, and that's an issue.
You summarized it beautifully, and I agree with you in terms of the coaching edge. Drinking edge definitely goes to Mark Few, but in terms of coaching, I am definitely taking Mick Cronin. He does a tremendous job with this team, and it's unfortunate. I tell you, Patrick, the matchup I really truly wanted to see this weekend, if ever everybody was healthy, was Nick Smith against Jalen Clark if we had those two teams in the Elite Eight. That would be incredible. I think that's just worth the price of admission itself. For people that don't pay attention to UCLA or West Coast basketball, Jalen Clark, for my money and in my opinion, is the best on-ball defender in college basketball guarding 1, 2, or 3. He is that good. You know, he's a little bit smaller, I would say, physically, Russell Westbrook. Athleticism is elite. Maybe not at the same level as Russ, but in terms of playing the passing lanes, what he could do, the Bruins are going to miss tremendously because this Zags team is going to want to get out and run. They've got shooters all over the place with Strother, Bolton. Malachi Smith has been insane from the three-point line. Strother's a guy I think people sleep on a little bit, Patrick, and I know you know him well. He's from Henderson here locally in Las Vegas. He can flat-out shoot because we always think about Drew Timmy, by the way, who's been around forever. But I thought you brought up a great point a couple of weeks ago when we talked WCC. You said, this is a great opportunity for the Zags because – people are overlooking them. You know, last few years, we've talked about national championship or bust, national championship or bust. Came up short against Baylor. But this team, to me, they've got the pieces. They're very talented. Defensively, I feel like they're better. So can you slow down Jaime Jaquez? Jaquez has been tremendous. I think he can score on anybody. This guy's got more up fakes than any player I can recall in a long time. And Tiger Campbell, he is as steady as it comes at the point guard position. He's not a pro. And one of the things that I hate we do in college football and college basketball is go, well, that guy, even though he's an elite college player, he's not a pro, so he's not good. No, he's a great, great college player. I get his size is not necessarily NBA material, but Patrick, he dominates how the game flows for Mick Cronin. They want to go tempo at times, he'll push it. They want to slow down, go half court, he can do exactly that.
Let me give you a case against Gonzaga and sure. tell me agree or disagree, and we'll go to the big guy for some trends in this matchup with Gonzaga 3, UCLA 2. Yes, it's the WCC. Here's the thing with Gonzaga this year and why some of the luster came off. They lost non-conference to Texas, Purdue, and Baylor. They had a bad loss to St. Mary's. However, they won 7 straight to close the regular season. They won their conference tournament and dominated St. Mary's in the finals of all. They beat up on Grand Canyon and TCU. But here's where it gets interesting. They did allow both Grand Canyon and TCU to score. And while I'm taking a look at UCLA, all we think of with Cronin is that defense. They were 21st in offensive efficiency. They have a ton of experience. So it's not like UCLA can't get it done half court. They can get out with Campbell in transition. Again, TCU, Grand Canyon could score. Non-conference wasn't great for Gonzaga. Here comes UCLA. They dominated a Power 5. They dominated 18-2 in their league in the Pac-12, by far the best team. That's my case against Gonzaga.
If this were the 100-meter dash, I would have been disqualified for a false start. I was so ready out of the block on that one. Are you kidding me, buddy? They had 20 turnovers in Austin, a team that won the Big 12 tournament title. They were one game behind Kansas for the regular season title. This Texas team is a Final Four legitimate national title contender. That game was in Austin. They lost the game in overtime against SMC. They really dominated all six halves and played poorly in the overtime in that game. The Baylor game, they end up losing, I think, by 1 or 2 points. Can't recall exactly in that game. The LMU game was an outlier. Give them credit for winning the game up in Spokane at the Kennel. An incredible upset. But I look at the Zags team. I think they're right there. I don't think it was in the Texas game. They had 20 turnovers. Texas had 27 points off turnovers. They end up losing that game by 19. That was the difference in the game. But they still shot 47% from the three-point line. I think if UCLA defends well, that's going to be their chance. But I think offensively, if you're UCLA, you cannot go toe-to-toe with this team from an offensive standpoint. You've got to hang your hat on defense. We saw it in the Pac-12 tournament title game against Arizona. They stymied the big guys for Arizona and Balo and Tabellas. If they can do the same thing with Timmy, if they can slow down Timmy enough, where Strother has to carry the complete load, I think it becomes a challenge. But Bolton, to me, is the key tonight, Patrick. If he is a third scorer and is big time, or Watson, I think the Zags walk out with the win. If not, it's the Bruins moving on.
This is why I asked you to push back, and you pushed back perfectly. Thank you for that. And, of course, history with these two teams. Yep. What was it, just 2 years ago, Jalen Suggs with the half-court buzzer beater to beat UCLA. Let's go to the big guy and talk about some trends here. I've got a couple. If you don't provide them, I will clown you. Let's go.
Well, this is an interesting one for Gonzaga. 0-7 ATS last seven NCAA tournament games.
But sorry, say it again because I just stepped all over you.
0-7 ATS in their last seven NCAA tournament games. But guys, how many of them were they the underdog in? This is a different role.
I would agree with you.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Amal.
Well, here's the other thing. One of the things I don't like about ATS, we see this with the Kansas City Chiefs every week in the NFL. They're laying 10.5. You lay 10.5 every game in the NFL, you're not going to cover a ton of games. The Zags have big numbers that they've got to cover. To me, you got to survive in advance. That's what this whole tournament is about. These guys are an absolute, this is a cage fight here in Vegas, these four teams.
Okay. Anything else as far as trends, big guy?
Yeah. I mean, and this is Mark Few, a throwback game for him being the underdog. UCLA. On their side, 8-3 ATS, their last 11 NCAA tournament games, 5-1-1 ATS, their last seven overall. So those are the three that jumped out to me trends-wise in this game.
Amal, give me Jaquez, give me Campbell, give me Cronin, give me UCLA.
Patrick, I can't.
And I'm on the opposite side of someone sharp like you, and sharp like Samich likes the Bulldogs, even money, straight up. Just take the money line, even money. It sounds like you like Gonzaga. I will lean with Jaquez, Campbell, and Cronin.
No. I didn't bet Gonzaga. I'm not betting the game. I think it's the toughest game on the board. I think you could go either way. You can make compelling arguments for both sides. I'm being biased here because I love watching this team play. The offensive efficiency, the way they move the basketball, the shots, the looks they get. You saw in that game against TCU, they were down at the break. They weren't shooting the three-point shot well. You knew in the second half, Bolton and Strother are going to come out. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, they got the lead. Goodbye, good night, game over. And to me, I look at this matchup. It's fascinating. You've got the elite defensive team in college basketball. I get the Tennessee statistics and everybody else. But let me tell you, if I got one defensive possession and I need one team out there, I'm taking the Bruins.
I agree.
And you need one bucket offensively, I'm taking the Zags. This is such a great, great matchup.
Biggest total on the board, 145.5. The over is 9-3. And the Gonzaga Bulldogs last 12 overall, over 5-2. UCLA last 7 overall, if you're into that type of thing. It's your decision, big guy. Baseball or continue with the hoops? You want to go one segment, AL Central, or nope, we're going hoops. We're back. Sharp money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, BetRivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive BetRivers Squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square. If the number on your square matches the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, full terms and conditions available at betriversquares.com. Directing Sharp Money is Jeremy. On graphics, we got Matt Wyatt, Ramis, assistant producing graphic designer Michelle, as we welcome you back here. I'm Patrick Maher. He's Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. Of course, Sweet 16 underway coming up in just a little bit. We had our coach on. You want to give me the name here? Because I'm going to slip up again.
Matt McCall.
Yeah, Matt McCall. Anyway, the reason I bring him up is because he loves FAU. In Conference USA, FAU has been 33-3, 9 seed, taken on a 4 seed in Tennessee. And I want to take FAU. I promise you I do. What's interesting here is this number open 5.5, 6. We are now starting to see shops show up at 4.5. Most still sit in 5. But again, the money, well, at least the number is moving FAU's way. Here's my problem. FAU struggled against FDU and struggled against that press. I've watched FAU, I'm going to be completely honest, hand to God, 3 times this year. And one of the games was FDU. And what I noticed was they struggled against that press and a tenacious defense by FDU, right. Fairleigh Dickinson, and that was a very small team. Well, guess what? This Tennessee team is much, much bigger. As far as defending to 3, where FAU is attempts and makes top 50 as far as rate, Tennessee's the best defensive 3-point team in the country. The teams right now in the tournament, Adam Burke shooting 31% from 3. I don't know if it's the slick balls, but again, they're not going to be able to get into the paint at will. And there's a lot of talent. Davis, Martin, Vlad Goldin, the Russian, he's a legit 7-1. They have wings, they have size. They got 4 guys that can shoot it in FAU. I just think this is a different level in Tennessee.
I would agree with you there, and I got no argument if somebody wants to bet Tennessee here, because defensively, I think Tennessee really presents problems for you. I was most impressed with Tennessee this year in a loss in Tucson against Arizona. I thought a lot of calls went against them, and I thought the officiating was favorable in terms of Arizona. But this team is so tenacious defensively. Now, for me, the one thing is, if you're going to beat Tennessee, you've got to make sure you don't allow them the looks from the perimeter. Vescovi can be tremendous if he gets some good, clean looks. If they can slow that down, I think they've got a chance. Remember, you mentioned it earlier, Patrick, this team with Davis and Martin, they shoot the ball from the perimeter extremely well. Throw in Nick Boyd, who's just a shade under 40%. This team is dangerous. I think they've got a great shot if, A, they defensive rebound, and B, they've got to convert when they go to the free throw line. To me, free throws are always very important, but against a matchup where you're an underdog, where Tennessee defensively presents problems, when you're going to get the few opportunities you do get to go to the line, you've got to convert them.
Amal, this is no fluke in FAU. They're top 33 offensive and defensive efficiency. Yeah. They're a very good rebounding team. They attempt and make threes at a high rate. It's a very good team. You mentioned some of these players. I mentioned Davis and Martin and maybe Golden and the head coach, of course, probably going to transfer out of Conference USA. But FAU is legit. Here's the thing about Tennessee. They struggled against Louisiana. They couldn't make a shot. And this is the story of Tennessee, right? And then against Duke, a team that was absolutely peaking. And I know Roach was in foul trouble, right, to be fair. And the officiating was going Tennessee's way. But that was a peaking Duke team in a clinic by Tennessee. Slow down, grind you. Duke scores 52. Again, that's ACC. This is Conference USA, although FAU does have legit talent.
I like everything you said, and I agree with mostly everything. But I want to ask you this question. Do you think that myself and everyone else included kind of overvalued Duke because they got on a nine-game winning streak in the ACC against a conference that really hasn't had great success? I mean, NC State gets bounced, Virginia gets bounced, North Carolina doesn't make the tournament. Miami, you know, they have a nice win. They come from behind against Drake, though. They had a good win against Indiana. So I don't know if the league is as good as maybe we've given them credit for being in the past. But I think Tennessee and Rick Barnes deserve a ton of credit for the way they defended Duke.
Could I push back with a positive on Tennessee?
Sure.
We talked about Zakai Ziegler being out, and to me, he's kind of their engine.
Yep.
And I don't like Tennessee's offense. We just talked about how they couldn't get a bucket against Louisiana. Okay, I understand the up and down and mercurial nature of this offense. But what they did against Duke, you like. They took care of the ball. They didn't turn it over. And they hit 43% from three. If Tennessee's hitting threes, which is something they don't generally do, they can beat you. Now, to answer, and I'm sure, Big Guy, you're going to have a trend that points to this. Here's my default. Tennessee's playing. I'm going to go under the 129.5, Amal. That's the default when it comes to Tennessee.
I think it's a great play. And, you know, that total was at 128 on Saturday. By Saturday morning, it was 125.5, and the game never even came close to it. They held Duke to 52 points. That's a defensive clinic. To be able to do that against a team with all that NBA talent was tremendous. And I agree with you. Here, you look at this. One thing that the Owls have to do, Patrick, they have to clear the defensive glass. Last game against Duke, bigger team, had 10 offensive rebounds against them. They were obviously got to the free throw line. That includes free throws late because it was 13-7 in terms of free throw attempts. But you mentioned it, 9-for-21 from beyond the arc. I don't know if they're going to shoot as well against FAU. That's a combination of them shooting the ball well, and I think with FAU's defensive prowess, they're only giving up 31.6, I believe, from beyond the three-point arc. If they can continue that trend, I think it'll be a challenge for Tennessee.
What concerns me, Amal, although they still beat FDU, FAU did by 8, they were 9 of 31 from 3. You would expect some regression back to what they generally shoot, which is closer to 36, 37% on the season. Again, it's a very good team. Any metric you look at, FAU is legit. It really is. Let's go to the trends. I see the big guy smiling. What do you got for us, FAU, Tennessee?
Well, Patrick, to your point, the under, 9-4-1. In Tennessee's last 14 overall, 5-1 to the under their last six neutral site games. And for FAU, they're on a 22-10-1 ATS streak over their last 33. My thought was maybe taking the Owls plus 2.5 or on the money line plus 146 in the first half, thinking this is a chance for them to prove that they belong, that they can take down a big dog. They'll come out as the aggressor, and maybe I can catch a couple points there in the first half. But over the long period of the game, I don't know if they can hang with Tennessee overall.
Tremendous stats, Dustin. And I'll give Amal Shaw a PTSD, and I'm going to bring up Missouri. So Missouri beat Tennessee and scored 86 and 79 in the process this year. Why do I bring them up? It's a pretty good comp. A friend texted me this earlier today, actually, so I got to give him credit. A friend texted me, you know, FAU reminds him, he said, of Missouri, just the fact that, you know, they shoot a high and take a high percentage of threes and hit them with the guards and the wing play on the outside on the perimeter.
I don't have a problem with that comparison, but defensively, I think there's a big difference between FAU and
Missouri. FAU's much better.
Yeah, much better. Yeah. They give up 65.1 points per game, and I think they're content if it's a half-court game. You know, they did a nice job. Now, I don't know if they win that game if Kendrick Davis doesn't get hurt late in that game against Memphis, but they did a pretty good job. Williams got in foul trouble. Penny managed him well. This would be an interesting one. Look, Vescovi's got to shoot the ball well. I think you're going to get an idea of where Tennessee is offensively. If they come out and they're shooting the ball pretty effectively, I think FAU's in serious trouble in this game. If they're not, man, not only do I think the Owls cover the game, but I think they got a great shot to pull the outright upset.
And the Barnes trends are startling. I think it was our buddy Chris Felica. I was texting with him earlier today. He wrote up a great article at Fox Sports where he always has trends, right? Rick Barnes is 2-7 ATS, 5-4 straight up as a favorite at Tennessee. All but one of those games came against double-digit seeds. Dating back to Texas, that number falls to 2-11-1 ATS. It's a thing with Rick Barnes, who we should – there's a caveat. Great guy. Great guy, Amal. A nice guy.
You guys are haters
about Rick Barnes.
Haters. Anyway,
I agree with you. He is a super nice guy. He's just a terrible coach in the tournament.
By the way, there's a new candidate that's emerged. His name is Matt Painter. You know, to me, though, when you look at it, what's the real indictment of Barnes is that, generally speaking, Patrick, they've had better teams than the opponent. And that's where I think the failure is really egregious.
So we've got Josh Applebaum coming up. He's got a play on Michigan State, Kansas State. We're going to get to the AL Central probably next week. The big guy was chomping at the bit to do some baseball. We've got the betting guide. I will say this. We can do the AL Central really quickly with the Royals. The Royals signed Aroldis Chapman. That's it. That's all I have to say about them. And they have a 39-year-old Zach Greinke on a team that's rebuilding. Okay, that's it. And the Tigers. I told you guys, their lone bright spot last year was the bullpen, big guy. So naturally, they ripped it apart, shipped their three best bullpen arms out of Detroit. Thoughts?
I just wanted to add to the AL Central conversation. Lorenzo Cain is going to retire a Royal. OTAs are only a few weeks away.
The Royals, there's four teams. The Royals, the A's, and the Colorado Rockies that could be disastrous, Dustin.
Unwatchable. Like, if you imagine they play each other, too. You can't even bet it. It's not fun. It's bad baseball. Like, here's my question for you. If Spencer Torkelson has 500 at-bats this year, how many will Patrick Maher be watching?
Do you know how many times I've said the name Casey Mize? Well, you know how many times I've cursed the name Casey Mize? Because he's out for the season with Tommy Johns. Go screw yourself. Okay, I grew up. Kirk Gibson. I think, dude, this was my team growing up, the Detroit Tigers, and it's turned. And really, the only thing it is, it's a Miguel Cabrera farewell season, and that's depressing. Not depressing. Josh Applebaum. He's always got a big smile. The Gummy Express is next.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.